somehow in all of this, for the heart, it's a very deep challenge as women and men of the earth to listen very deeply inside of ourselves and to ask ourselves, what is the world that I live in? How does that show itself? You and I have to ask ourselves and challenge ourselves, what in my engagement with this short period of term on earth, what is it that I can focus and commit myself to? We in the Dharma world, we are phenomenally blessed. We have one core teaching, which is deeply at the root of it all. It's called the Four Noble Truths. First Noble Truth, there is suffering in this world. This is to be clearly understood. I'm quoting the Buddha here. Second Noble Truth, there are causes and conditions for this suffering. These causes and conditions have to be inquired into, and those causes and conditions have to be let go of. Third Noble Truth, there is liberation, the utter resolution of the problems of life. Fourth, there is the way to do it, which has to be developed. Nothing to do with being a Buddhist or having a label, but a caring human being says, yes, I want to understand this phenomenon of suffering. I want to understand its causes and conditions. It doesn't come from God. It doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from causes and conditions. I want to understand, realize the resolution of it. I want to develop that resolution. And that empowerment from the Four Noble Truths gives us the opportunity to look into this world. Bigger vision of it. Last year, I went to Thailand. I spent years there. I was in the shaven-headed Orange Curtain Club. And it was a precious and wonderful period of my life. And I went back to the cave where I'd spent the best part of the year, to the monastery where I'd walked and sat for those years, etc., etc. Part of the journey, I went with some people who are working with the Burmese community. And we travelled up to the far north of Burma, crossing from Chiang Mai up to Mae Chan, and from Mae Chan, and then bypassing on backs of motorbikes the military checkpoints so we could actually get into Burma. And the purpose behind the visit to meet with the Burmese people was actually to meet with the Karen. And these are communities, tribes, people, who the Burmese military regime, one of the most brutal on this earth, has pushed out of Burma into Thailand. And then the Thais allowed them to stay for a few years, and then the Thais said, we don't want these immigrants. You know, it has a slight echo in this country, doesn't it? We don't want these immigrants. And then pushed them back, which would put them at grave risk. So now they're just inside the Burmese-Thai border, living in a straw hut, minimal existence, just surviving there. So we went to talk, to do some secret filming and with these people. And the one event, shall we say, the one thing that touches one, and very important aspect of all of this, is when we, who are not Karen, not Thai, not Burmese, whatever, go to places where people are brutalized, marginalized, living in terror. There was the army camp checkpoint. We could see it in the hills on one side, the Burmese, the Thais and the others, with the binoculars, watching everything these people are doing. These lovely, beautiful and peace-loving people. And when just a person, few people go and meet and talk and say, look, we'll try to make sure your voice is heard elsewhere, it touches a very deep place, because the response of the person is they know in their heart, we are not forgotten. That's the power of the voice. It's the power of the meeting. It's the power of women and men going to other women and men and talking with them and listening to them, as many of you do in various fields, and you look to that person, you give your attention to that person, and to give a person attention is to give love. And in the act of giving love, the person, whoever she or he is, old or young or child, the person doesn't feel forgotten.